Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is pleasant and sunny. In Tel Aviv, clear skies and warm temperatures are inviting people outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys a mild day with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but still comfortable. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli officials warned the U.S.-Iran deal won't meet Israel's war goals on nuclear capabilities, missiles, and proxies. This is from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu states that the U.S. and Israel are aligned on Iran, with the IDF and security agencies prepared for any scenario. This is reported by JNS earlier today. Also this hour, a proposed law in Israel threatens citizenship rights for non-Orthodox Jewish converts. This comes from I-24 News in the past hour. Separately, the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington calls for a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism amid rising incidents in a Maryland school district. This report is from Forward earlier today. And finally, Israel has pummeled southern Lebanon, according to state media and AFP correspondents, following the targeting of a Hezbollah commander. This is reported by Al Arabiya English just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News reports the IDF confirmed the elimination of Ahmad Khaleb Balout, a Hezbollah commander, in Beirut last night. Prime Minister Netanyahu remarked on Balout's false sense of security. Raylan Givens, a commentator, highlights Netanyahu's statement that Hezbollah's commander led plans to invade northern Israel, believing he had immunity. Netanyahu asserts no terrorist has immunity. From Al Arabiya English, we learn of Israel's recent strike on southern Lebanon, marking a significant escalation following a truce. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Israeli officials expressed concerns that the proposed agreement could leave Iran's missile arsenal untouched. This could ease financial pressure on Tehran and limit Israel Defense Forces' operational freedom. According to Ynet, this highlights the complexity of maintaining regional security. Turning to the alignment between the U.S. and Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu assures that despite differing views on some fronts, both nations remain united on Iran. JNS reports that Israeli forces are ready for any potential developments. This underscores the strategic partnership in maintaining regional stability. Meanwhile, a proposed Israeli law could affect citizenship for non-Orthodox Jewish converts. I-24 News explains that this law has sparked significant debate within the Jewish community. It raises questions about religious inclusivity and rights in Israel. In Maryland, the Jewish Community Relations Council is pushing for a strict policy on anti-Semitism. Forward reports a wave of incidents has heightened the need for such measures. This reflects ongoing concerns about rising anti-Semitism globally. That strike on southern Lebanon follows the targeting of Hezbollah's commander in Beirut. Al Arabiya English notes this marks a departure from a truce that sought to end recent hostilities. The situation remains tense, with implications for regional peace. On the economic front, first, Israeli tech companies are feeling the pinch from a strong shekel. According to CTech, startup founders say it's undermining their competitiveness internationally. Separately, Germany is facing embarrassment over jet fuel supplies from Israel. Globes reports this unexpected development contradicts German transport minister's earlier statements. And finally, a new tax on tobacco products has stirred controversy. Walla Business discusses how manufacturers warn it could shift the market to Palestinian territories. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.